Episode 1400, Love is Honest.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and hopefully I pray that your weekend is going to be filled with love, with honesty, with truthfulness. It's Relationship Builders Day, and love is honest. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it's easy to go through life wearing masks, pretending to be something you are not. Love is honest. Build your marriage with honest love, a love that is secure in whose you are, not by your personal accomplishments or the decorative masks you wear. Not a prideful attitude. I've got it all together. Really? You don't. You so do not. You can pretend all you want. I know I did it for many years, and there are days, yes, I probably do it too, but eventually, your hiding place in your heart of pride will be found out. You'll be pushed to make a change one way or another. Relationships can't survive on whims and masks. Marriage isn't pretend. It's real life, moving forward or backwards. Think about how your marriage is today, your relationship with your spouse. Is it open and honest, all fears and flaws exposed? Or are you hiding in the swamp of chaotic make-believe? It's time to climb out of your hiding place. Love is honest. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You can't get it any simpler than that. Love is honest. When you are honest, you are sincere in heart, action, mind, and body. There is a commanding truthfulness that fills your life. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says this, "The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." God wants to see your marriage succeed. Think about that for a moment. God wants your marriage to succeed. How many times have you told yourself, "God must not want this because he's not fixing my husband. God must really not want this because he's not giving me what I want." He wants to see joy in your heart. He wants your marriage to succeed. But you can't envelop yourself in joy and what God desires for you when you are wearing masks, pretending to be someone you are not. There's no sincerity when you can't be you. When we get up and pretend that everything's all right, we go to church. Think about this. We go to church. And we are running late, 10, 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, just squeaking in to hear the message. "Oh, nobody saw us come in late. It's all right. Only the workers in Sunday school saw me. It's okay. We're fine. Oh, we're going to get the message. We'll get one song out of it and we can go about our day. We went to church. That's what we're supposed to do." Is it? You're wearing a mask that everything's okay when maybe it really isn't. But you're not alone, because most of us do this every single day, not just on Sundays. It happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Is it happening today in your marriage? You must be willing to break the mold of masks. So what is it going to take for you to break free of the masks? What is it going to be? No more masquerade balls. Nope, the party is over. It stops today. The time is now to focus on your marriage and make each other a priority. How many days of the week are you making your children a priority? How many days of the week are you making your job a priority? How many days of the week are you making your dishes a priority? We could go on and on and on. But your relationship with your spouse, where does that fall into a priority? I want to build my business. I want to write a book. I want to have this beautiful decorated house for Christmas so when all my family and friends come over, they're going to know that I got it all put together. That's a masquerade ball. Stop having the party. It's time to take the mask off. Make your marriage and each other a priority. Whether or not you think your spouse will be on board, you take the first step. Love is honest. So what does that look like? Number one, begin with a pure heart. Release the mask that you wear. Let him go. What is it really helping you do? Not a lot of anything. You might be living in a world of negativity. Sometimes a world of make-believe, people say, oh, well, that's where dreams come true. They can. Maybe if you're Mickey Mouse and you're celebrating your 90th year, because he is in 2018, he's 90 years old. Did you miss a special last week? They had a whole loop-de-doo on TV. Mickey Mouse is 90 years old. Where do you want to be in your marriage when you're 90 years old? Your marriage isn't make-believe, it's real. It's a commitment here on earth. And guess what? The only thing you take from earth when you die is what? Your relationships. Marriage is for an eternity. So begin with a pure heart. Release the masks. Number two, open your heart to what God desires. This is not all about you. I get it that you want to think that life is all about you, but in all honesty, it's all about God. And if you take a moment long enough, after you've released the masks, after you've sat down and said, okay, enough is enough. Maybe I am afraid to look in the mirror to see who I really am. But I'm here to tell you, God already knows. So open your heart to what God desires. Because he already sees you for who you are. He's wanting you to see who you are. And number three, take each step knowing God is leading you. It's not what you can do, but what God can do through you. We try to go about our own lives in our own strength. And that doesn't get us very far at all. Remember, the goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Love is honest. So today, this weekend, into next week, the holidays are around the corner. Do you really want to be living your holidays with this weight of a heavy mask? Have you ever watched those parades? The Thanksgiving parade. Here in the United States, we have the big Macy's parade. And I can remember when I was a little girl, I would wake up early with my mom. And that was back in the days where, you know, the TVs were only as big as like a 15 to 17 inch, you know, TV. So imagine your laptop. You got a whole family watching around a screen like that. And now we think that that's small. You know, we've got these gigantic 65-inch, 76-inch, 92, you know, projector-type TVs that we're watching. But I remember when I was little, I'd wake up early. I'd go sit with my mom on the couch. We'd be all snuggled up because usually where we lived, it was cold. Now, there was some time that we spent down south in Texas. And, of course, when we were living in Hawaii, that was a totally different story because it was wonderfully warm there. But for me, it was a little chilly because it started to kind of change seasons a little bit. I'm like, okay, let's put on a little bit of a sweater. But it wasn't like up north where we used to live. Anyway, we'd snuggle on the couch and we would watch. And she would make comments about how big these are. And I can remember seeing some of the costumes that these people would wear. And some of them just looked like they were so heavy that they had to have two or three people that would carry the head of the whatever it was, this make-believe creature of whatever type thing it was. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that's what we do with ourselves. We're carrying something around that's weighing us down. Take off the mask. You're not in the Macy's parade any longer. Maybe you wanted to do that when you were growing up, but this is real life here. Your marriage is real life. Love is honest. So when you're looking at your marriage, the holidays are around the corner. Don't be fearful of taking off that mask. Anticipate what God's going to do when you do take off the mask. Love is honest. If it does scare you a little bit because you're not sure what you may find and you want someone to walk beside you, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up. Fill that out. I will send you an email and we will schedule you a call. And believe it or not, yes, I want to get your call in before the holidays. So go ahead. Don't wait. Your marriage is too important. Relationships, number one. That's what all you have in this life here on earth to take with you when you leave. Love is honest. Choose to see honesty and love as an open door for your transformation and restoration, forgiveness, and hope. Make today count for something more than a party, for something more than a gathering to celebrate what you think people have come to see in your household, for what you think people see as a family unit. Do what God wants to see. Love is honest. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.